Jeff McComa, offensive coach of the Rush, joins us. Jeff, how are you?
Great. How are you guys?
Doing well. Hey, you play poker?
Very poorly. So you guys would like me.
I was just going to say, sign up. Although I think you guys, you're on the road that weekend. I'm not sure where. I think it's Calgary. I can't remember where your second last game of the season is, but you're on the road that night. So yeah, I don't think you'll be able to play. Unfortunately, we'll plan it better next time so you can come in. Tell me what you know about Matthew Dinsdale and what he's going to help to your offense.
As we kind of said in the press release, I think we expect him to have good chemistry with our guys that are already there because he played junior with a lot of them, I think five of our offensive players. We're thinking he's had a bit of a rough go in Calgary and hasn't been in the lineup consistently, and we just think that give him a second chance with the guys that we have in our lineup and the chemistry that he probably has there. We're hoping that he can get some of that offensive magic he had back in junior and get his confidence back, and we think he can be a real nice addition depth-wise on our right side.
He has a connection, of course, to Church and McIntosh beforehand. He also is a guy who can play a little bit of transition, right? But mostly he'd be an offensive guy for you?
Yeah, that's what we're looking at right now. We're pretty happy with our back end, and I know he's played some backdoor in Calgary, so having that versatility is nice, but we kind of pencil him in right now as a guy that would play at our front door.
Looking ahead to the weekend, and I want to talk a little bit about Mark Matthews. And you know what? He's put up big numbers, and people expect that. But like, he's on pace to set the single season record of 116 points. Like, he's maybe even better than some people thought. This is the most dominant season. He has played the most dominant stretch of lacrosse I've ever seen. What's the biggest thing you've noticed difference in his game?
Well, I think third year in the league is a big thing, right? You're comfortable finally. The first year is kind of what, feeling yourself out. The second year, they always say a bit of that sophomore jinx. Guys kind of figure you out. And then third year is the year that you make the adjustment. And I think Mark's done that. And I think, he's got himself in extremely good shape, which I think is an important part too. And when you put that package together with who he is and kind of the athlete he is and how he's got himself fit and part of the team structure, I think he's probably more comfortable with myself, more comfortable with the guy and the offense we're playing in, the guys he's been playing with for two or three years now. You put that all together and you we're kind of starting to scratch, I think, his ceiling. I think he still has more to give us, to be honest with you, even though he's on that record. We've been very happy with him, but I think you ask Mark, I think he can say that I've got more there, so, which is the scary part, right? Because he's been that good for us.
When you say he has more there, in what sense?
Well, one of the things we've been working on him and he's been getting better at is playing without the ball. Okay. And, at 6'5" and 240 pounds, when he sets picks without the ball, he either gets himself wide open or the guy he's setting the pick for. Because you can't – how do you defend that, a 6'5", 240-pound man setting – in our league, they do allow you to move a little bit when you're set picks. So when you're doing that, it's almost impossible to stop. And he's getting better at that every week. And as he continues to do that, it just makes it another dimension for him. Like, whether he has the ball or he doesn't have the ball, now there's more ways for him to either get himself open, other guys open, people involved in the offense.
Jeff McComa, offensive coach of the Rush, joins us. For him to, a guy who was that offensive and really wasn't a big pick setter in his career, especially not in field, of course. So how do you work on that, Jeff? Setting good picks, is it just simple determination? Is it footwork? Is it technique? How do you become a good pick setter?
I think it's a bit of both. It's mentality, really trusting the other guys that you're playing with, that if I set picks and I'm inside, that I'm going to get the ball, that it's not just going to be me working to set picks to get other people open. I'm going to get the ball back. I'm going to receive it if I'm open. And then the second part of it is, it really is footwork and timing and knowing when to do it. And with Mark, I think a lot of it has been the footwork and timing, because he's so used to playing with the ball, is trying to develop that footwork and timing for him of when to do it, as opposed to when to want the ball.
Now, I know when you guys have practice together, that's something you can work on. As an individual player, a guy, and you're a big man, so you kind of probably can relate to him. I think you're 6'5 as well. How can a guy work on that on his own in the off season, getting that timing down?
Well, first of all, it's nice you mentioned my height but not my weight, Jason. That's very nice of you. and you know what? It does come with repetition. Playing in the summer obviously would help, but I think it's watching tape, getting yourself fitter, working at it when we can work at it, and, just kind of understanding and growing within the game itself. And I think Mark's done that.
Another guy who's really emerged, especially in the last month, has been Robert Church. He's put up 21 points in the last three games, has been really effective on your power play, really accurate shooter. He's only in his second year. He's already set career highs, and he's still got seven games to go. So, you know, he's on pace to score over 80 points, which in his second year is pretty darn good. He doesn't look like, you know, a real dominant offensive player when you look at him physically. Is he a thinker of the game, Jeff? How is he allowed to emerge as such a good offensive player?
I think he really is he's almost the complete package too. You know, when we drafted him, one of the things I said and one of the things Derek really liked about him is we called him a lacrosse rat, because really he wants to be at the rink. He wants to be involved in the game. He wants to understand more about the game. He's really thinking all about lacrosse all the time. And you add that, I think he's an underrated athlete. He's got great feet. He's got really good balance. He sees the floor well with vision. So, you know, I think he can be a little unassuming when you first see him and think, oh, that's Robert Church. He doesn't look maybe as much of an athlete as he really is. He's an excellent athlete. Sees the floor well. And, he's learning how to change up his shots on goalies now in his second year. And that's really, really helped us immensely as well. And he's just getting better every time out. We've been extremely happy with how he's played this year.
McIntosh went through a little bit of a downside and now, you know, had a big game last week. What wasn't he doing over the previous kind of three games that he was doing early in the year and then the last one?
Yeah, I don't know if it's so much individually there. I thought maybe a little bit offensively we got away from our principles and moving the ball as much as we should. And I think Ben really benefits when, as a group, we move the ball, because he is one of those kids that plays better without the ball. He's a guy, you know, he finishes plays at the end where we make three or four good passes to get somebody open, and he's the guy that's kind of open at the end of that. And I think as a group, our offense kind of suffered a little bit, and that's maybe why he took a bit of a step back. And I think, you know, as you score more as a rookie, teams pay more attention to you, and he's starting to see that as well.
Jeff McComb joining us. Home and away series now for you this weekend and again next weekend. You guys haven't done that in almost 2 months now. Does it change your rotation and how you run your front gate?
Yeah, I think we're looking at it. We are generally a team that plays seven at the front door and nine at the back door, and we might switch that up for one game this weekend, just playing either 9D guys two nights in a row or 6-0 guys two nights in a row can be a little tough. So we might do 6-10 one night and 7-9 the next night, just to give us a little bit of different look and get some different guys in the lineup.
Well, Jeff, best of luck Friday night and Saturday night against the Stealth. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys.